Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Eagles are at the podium, and it's practice squad day here at Bleeding Green Nation. This is brought to you, of course, by SB Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist, and today we have a presser from Howie Roseman, who spoke with the media on Saturday after roster cutdowns to give his 2 cents and answer questions from reporters as the Eagles moved from a 90-man roster to a 53-man roster. So that's going to be in the second part of this show here. First up, as promised on BGN Radio 78, which was the roster reaction show with me and Brandon Lee Gouten, I've got updates on the various moves that the Eagles have made today here on Sunday, including filling out their practice squad. I think the most interesting one is the addition of Giants quarterback Kyle Laletta to the practice squad instead of Clayton Thorson, the round 5 rookie from Northwestern who struggled all camp and all of preseason. We're going to talk about this one more on the QB SCO show this week, which is also going to be a preview of the matchup with Washington quarterback Case Keenum. But I'll give a quick teaser on that. As headed into day 3 of the 2018 NFL draft, Mark Schofield wrote this about the Richmond Spider, Kyle Laletta. Quote, coming out of the Senior Bowl, Laletta was the talk at the quarterback position in almost every draft-related conversation, but questions about his arm strength linger, even after his velocity numbers at the combine were perhaps better than expected for him. Yes, he lacks an elite arm and does not have the pure velocity of other passers in this class, but he makes up for that deficiency with his quick processing speed and his ability to make anticipation throws. Plus, when you remember that most offenses function in the shorter areas of the field, Laletta can run an NFL offense, unquote. So I was there with Schofield in Mobile, Alabama to watch Laletta, and I was similarly impressed. In fact, I remember him and I, along with Benjamin Solak, sitting at practice and talking him up as he went through some red zone drills, and not saying that we thought he was special, but he handled himself well and showed us that he had the tools to at least stick around the league for a bit and be a backup option down the line with the right development track. Now he gets to continue that development in Philadelphia. So if it was a choice between him and Clayton Thorson, I would have always gone Laletta, and honestly several other quarterbacks that were available, and I think I've been pretty consistent in that regard with that take. So while the Eagles made an objectively bad pick, they cut bait, didn't fall into the sunk cost fallacy, and brought in a quarterback I personally like better. And ultimately, it's essentially the QB4 spot and a fifth round pick, which, you know, while you love to hit on those, the success rate on those fifth round selections are so low that really it's not that serious as all the criticism being flown around, including by yours truly. I was very critical of the pick at the time and then moving on from that. But moving on to other practice squad moves, and all of this is up at bleedinggreennation.com. Running back Boston Scott remains with the team. Wide receiver Marcus Green, which I'm going to be honest, I have zero idea who he was, but what I found was that he was a 6th round selection from Louisiana Monroe, 5'8", 191, small dude. He took kick and punt return duties for the Atlanta Falcons in the preseason. Here's a reason why he was cut. 2 muffed punts out of 7, so that's not great. And only 1 reception for 8 yards in the preseason. So there's not a lot to go off of there. I mean, I just flipped through a couple of draft guides and I couldn't find him. So he's relatively unknown just about everywhere. I'll be interested to see what he can bring to the team. Other additions to the practice squad include offensive guard Sua Opeta, linebacker and special teams darling Alex Singleton chooses to stick with the Eagles instead of going back to the CFL. Tight end Alex Ellis, who is impressive as a receiver but needs to improve as a blocker, sticks. We talked about him on the last Kist and Solak show. Speaking of tight ends, Josh Perkins is in fact back. And as expected, wide receiver Greg Ward Jr. has cleared waivers and sticks on the practice squad after an impressive camp and preseason. And lastly, from what's been announced, defensive tackle Bruce Hector is staying in Philadelphia. Now that's 9 players and the Eagles have 10 spots. And there are reports that the Eagles are bringing in waived cornerback from the Vikings, Craig James, who was active for only 3 games last year, didn't record any stats. The Eagles don't have a defensive back on the practice squad right now. They only kept 5 corners, so it makes sense that James will complete it and be the 10th. Touching on where some other Eagles went, Smallwood goes to Washington on their 53-man roster. Have fun with that, Washington. Clayton Thorson is a Cowboy practice squatter. I would really have a hard time deciding between him and Mike White. Mike White had a disastrous offseason process and preseason. Josh Adams, the running back, the Eagles' leading running back last year, is a New York Jet. So a reunion with Joe Douglas there, but just on the practice squad. Offensive lineman Brett Toth was claimed by the Arizona Cardinals. So it's the end of a very short era there. I'm sure there's more that I missed or that's yet to be announced. Of course, we'll have you covered here as we learn more, and also bleedinggreennation.com will have news on every single roster move that the Eagles make as we gear up for week 1 against Washington. Remember, big news is coming your way about this podcast feed. If you haven't yet, make sure you're following at @BGN_radio on Twitter so you see it when that news drops. And we're just waiting on everything to become official, and I'm incredibly excited for what it means to this feed and the type of content we'll be bringing to you throughout this season. It's been an incredible journey to this point, and we thank you for your support, gentle listeners. It's always deeply appreciated by everyone here at BGN, and we thank you for joining us on the journey that is going to be the 2019 NFL season. So make sure you're subscribed on whatever app you're using to listen to podcasts. Stop by Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review. And most of all, continue being the best listeners on the planet. All right, with all those updates out of the way, we've still got the Howie Roseman press conference to get to. That's going to be injected into your earballs right after we pay some bills to keep the lights on. So we'll be right back with Howie from Saturday when he was at the podium.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thank you guys for coming on a Saturday night. I know it's a beautiful day and a great weekend, and you guys got to be away from your families. So appreciate the time. I'm there with you. I want to start off by thanking the entire organization. Training camp is a huge process for this organization, putting it together here at NovaCare Complex, and a lot of people working a lot of hours and on the business side, on the football side. And so that whole process, just want to start out by thanking everyone for taking part in that and taking the time. Same token, today is a tough day for us as an organization. We have a lot of players that have done a lot of good things. Every single person who was on that roster we picked, we chose. And so having those conversations today are hard. We obviously wish them the best of luck, but at the same time want to thank them for all their contributions. So with that, questions.
Is that pretty good that is right now? Is there a plan to pick up somebody else?
Yeah, Dave, for us, we look at the roster as a 63-man roster. And so we look at the 63-man and how many numbers that we're going to keep there and how many on the 46. So Just because we have two on the 53 doesn't mean that we'll end up having two to practice, or we'll end up having two kind of when we go play. We'll just see what happens here in the next day or so.
Abby, Greg Ward had such an impressive summer. What else could he have done, and what went into that decision?
You know, it's interesting because you go through the whole offseason and your whole goal is to collect as much talent as you possibly can. You know, you want to build a team, you want to find the right guys. And then this week, you really start trying to figure out roles and responsibilities and trying to build a team and trying to find the right fits. So the guys having the right roles, the right responsibilities, having the right culture, creating the right sort of environment so that guys can thrive. And Greg's done a tremendous job, and really, I don't have an answer what he could have done more, other than we're trying to balance everyone we have at every position and what we're looking for offensively, defensively, and on special teams. And sometimes it just comes down to looking for a specific role from that specific spot. And, you know, when we look at the wide receiver room and what we were looking for and what Greg had done on special teams and maybe what we were looking for from that fifth receiver spot on special teams, it was just not something that he had done. So you're right, Greg had a tremendous summer.
You have a lot of youth behind the starting offensive line. Why do you feel so comfortable with that group of developmental guys?
Well, I think when you look at it, you know, you look at our starting group, and we're really excited about our starting group. And then you talk about someone like Big V, who it shows tremendous ability, not only at tackle, where he started at left tackle in the Super Bowl, but now comes in and plays guard and shows his value there and does a tremendous job for us there. You know, our first round pick is not starting for us, and he's a guy that we have a lot of confidence in. And then you look at the backups that we have after that, and they all have versatility. You really kind of can go one by one. And what we're excited about is we have a good mix of veteran players on the offensive line and also youth that we think really can develop and develop into good players.
Is it pretty bad that you'll try to add a tight end, not just for the 53-man roster, but to be active on game day?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think that when you look at it again, a lot of things come into the equation, and we think that we have versatility on our roster, on our offensive roster, with guys who can do certain roles. And also, you know, what we're looking for is specific to not only offense, but also special teams and body types on special teams and certain positions on special teams. So we would definitely add another tight end to the 63-man roster when we look at that. But we'll just see how the week goes and what's available to us.
When you only have five draft picks, obviously you want to hit on as many as you can. How do you look back now on the Clayton Thorson selection?
Yeah, I think that for us, when we made the decision to sign Josh, obviously that put Clayton in a tough spot. And we look back at the situation that we've been in the last couple of years and that quarterback room, and just how Josh would fit in with, you know, Carson. Sometimes we forget Carson's 26 years old and Nate's a young player, and having that veteran in there with those guys, and you see the chemistry developing already, and really excited about that quarterback room. And by the same token, obviously then you let go of a fifth round pick. But you know, Bo, I don't know that we look at it necessarily. You know, you'll see today there are gonna be a lot of draft picks cut in rounds that are higher than the fifth round and lower than the fifth round. We got to do what's best for our football team and build our team the way we see fit. And so at the same time, you know, things even out. We added two undrafted free agents, and I'm really excited about those guys too. So you know, I think for us, we just got to figure out what's the best. We're not going to just keep guys on the team because we draft them in a certain round.
When you look at the running back room, two of the guys you let go were your two leading rushers from last season. I was just wondering if you could kind of comment on, you know, the decision to release or waive, you know, Josh and Wendell.
Yeah, good players. And you're talking about, you know, our leading rusher and a guy who played for us in the Super Bowl. And so those are hard conversations to have. And I think it's just a testament to what we have in that room right now. We're really excited about that. You know, Jordan's had a tremendous offseason, and you see his vision, his instincts, his power. And then, you know, Miles really has come on. And getting Darren back and just what he can do, obviously, in the passing game as a returner, his veteran leadership. And then, you know, we talk about complementary roles and each room having complementary roles. And Corey, really, he can play all four downs, and he's a heck of a special teams player, and he looks 100%. So we like how all those guys play off each other.
Were you talking to
shorter-term injuries, guys who are going to be out for a couple weeks but not long-term, did that complicate things for you at all in decision-making?
Well, it's a good thing that they're shorter term. We're excited about that, and it's a testament to our training staff. And really, when you look at it, our soft tissue injuries were down dramatically this year during training camp. And, so we're excited that those guys are going to get an opportunity to come back. So it does complicate in terms of just how we're trying to sort everything out. And at the same time, our roster is set for now at 4 o'clock. But we're constantly looking to evolve and get better and to continue to look for areas that we can improve. And as we get some of those guys back, we'll have to make some other decisions.
Did you talk to Houston about Kleinik?
No, we're not going to get into any trade talks with any teams and any specifics. But I would say this, anyone who is available at any level, whether on the waiver wire or whether they're available via trade, I promise we look into.
Why five safety talent?
T.J. Edwards and Alex Singleton.
T.J.
Edwards and Alex seem to kind of go back and forth, have very good preseasons. What kind of separated T.J.?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, both guys had really good camps, and I think at the end of the day, that was a tough call for us. And I think that they have a little bit different skill sets. You know, they play a little bit different spots in our defense, but really for us at the end of the day, I went back and forth on it and decided to go with TJ, and Alex did a really good job, and our pro scouts deserve a lot of credit for the guys they brought in from the CFL. That was a good group that they brought in.
Why five safeties?
You know, I think that when you look at those guys, that group as a whole, and you talk about first, obviously, you know, Malcolm and the kind of player he is, and then getting Rodney back and how big that is. Then you look at Sendejo, and just really since the day he walked in this building, you know, sometimes you get guys and they're even different than you thought, you know, sometimes in bad ways, sometimes in good ways, until you kind of live with them, you don't know. And he's been really one of the biggest surprises for us the whole off season and really training camp, and just the kind of player he is, how he presents himself every day, how he works, how he studies, his athleticism. So for us, with him and the things that he can do for the defense, you know, it's been exciting. And then bringing in Sip, and you know, we talked about here with just about transitioning and transitioning from collecting talent to having roles and responsibilities. And for Sip, you know, this is a different role for him. You know, he started every game that he's played, and he was hurt last year, and now in that fourth safety role, we need something different from him. We need him to be really a leader on special teams and really good on special teams. And we've had that conversation with him, and he embraces it. He wants to win. And so that's kind of where you have Sip's role. And we know he can come in and play on defense if we need that. And then Rudy Ford, you know, Rudy for us was one of those guys on special teams who just jumped off the tape. And he can fill specific roles. You know, we got to get him right, and we will. And then when he comes back, I think that our fans will see why we liked him on special teams. I mean, he had some speed, and he can play some roles that we were really looking through the offseason. So we're excited about getting him.
When you looked at the 53 names left on the board, what did you see from the whole entire group?
The team as a whole?
Yeah. I
think we have a lot of talent. And the question is how we come together as a football team. You know, we started here, and we had an opportunity to talk to the team the first day of training camp. And we talked about that there was talent in this room, but we need to come together as a team. And that comes through experiences through the course of the season. That comes from dealing with adversity through the course of the season. We think that we have the right character and right leadership on this team, on the coaching staff, on the field, to do that. But now we got to go show that.
How do you feel about the defensive end group, Alan?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's one that probably we have a different opinion than maybe has been popularly reported. You know, we look at that defensive end group, and I know Coach Schwartz has talked a lot about how excited he is about Derek Barnett. And, you know, Derek Barnett, we think, is a really good football player and is going to get an opportunity here to start. And, you know, we all know about Brandon Graham, what he can add. And, you know, Vinny looks better than he looked 2 years ago. You know, Vinny's a guy that really has come back with a renewed focus, renewed energy. His leadership, his energy on the practice field has been great. And then we're excited by our young group. You know, if you said you were scouting and you were looking around and saying what young defensive end had the best preseason, I don't know that there's a better young defensive end in football than Deshaun Hall this preseason. He deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He went and he worked on his body in the off season. He came back 30 pounds heavier, and they proved it on the field. And Josh Sweat had a really good camp, and we expect him to be able to contribute to a fourth-round pick. And then Sharif, you know, Sharif looked good in the games, and you can see his athleticism, and you see his tools in his body. And at the same time, you know, we have to understand, too, we have to develop players. And, you know, when we're talking about our roster, and we have a lot of guys who are good players and make good money, and we got to bet on our young players. We got to bet on our scouting. We got to bet on our coaching, and we're going to take that bet at that position.
From Joe Douglas's departure and Andy Weidel taking over, how has that progressed, and have there been any major changes in the way the operation works?
Yeah, I got to call Joe Douglas on the phone instead of going next door to his office. So that's a big transition. You know, at Joe, it was really fun seeing Joe in New York. And we miss him like we miss a lot of people who have left here, but excited for him and his opportunity there. And, you know, Andy deserves a lot of credit for stepping into that role and really having a seamless process. And his scouts have done a great job, and the building together as a whole, you know, this building, we got a great building. We have a lot of good people in this building, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't walk in and that someone doesn't make me laugh, usually for the right reasons. And we have fun, but we also work hard. And I think that tone is really set by Jeffrey and Coach Peterson. And, you know, we just try to uphold that kind of chemistry.
Your early expectations for the first three guys in the draft class, how do you feel like they're ready to contribute?
Yeah, I mean, really excited about those three guys. It was funny when I saw Joe on the field, I said, our first three picks have done really good. And he goes, our first three picks or our first three picks? He was kind of confused by the question. But Andre, you know, Andre has a chance to be a tremendous player. And he's got great work ethic, and you know, he continues to work on anything that are perceived weaknesses. He's got great feet. He's really into it, and he's got, you know, maybe the best left tackle of all time to learn from. So that's really exciting. And for him, again, to be able to sit there and develop and learn, and, you know, he's above probably where we thought he'd be at this time, which is really exciting. Miles, you know, Miles has a chance to really contribute to this football team this year. And he's got a great combination of feet and power. I think that one of the things that, you know, maybe it's hard to realize till you see Miles in pads is how much power he plays with. I mean, he's not afraid of lowering his shoulder, and really he's got some thump to him. And so he's a guy that's going to get an opportunity to play here and contribute right away. And I think that's exciting. And then, you know, I think for Jay to go out and have that third preseason game, and you see kind of the skill set that we looked at, tremendous hands, NFL body, who knows how to play big. And again, what a great opportunity for him to learn from one of the best big body receivers in the National Football League in Alshon. So, you know, we're excited, but, you know, preseason is one thing. Now the lights come on, and those guys will have an opportunity to prove it through the course of the regular season.
You only kept four defensive tackles, and you cut.
It's your second you only kept question. You know, do you have a limit on only kept questions?
I like that you're keeping track. And you cut a legitimate NFL player in Trayvon. You normally go into games with four defensive tackles active. Is that sort of a vote of confidence that you think Fletcher Cox will be good to go for week one?
Yes, I think that would be fair. I was trying to think of something funnier, but I didn't have anything. You know, I think that when you talk about Trayvon, you're right. Trayvon's an NFL caliber player, and that was a hard cut. And you know, again, I think that when you do this and you try to build a 90-man roster, and you try to build a 90-man roster that's really competitive and that has 90 guys who get an opportunity to play in the National Football League, it all sounds well and good until you get to this point, and then you have to actually cut guys who have a chance of getting claimed and losing them, and then you don't feel so good. But, you know, I think we were just trying to look at the skill sets that we had at defensive end, at defensive tackle, and try to mix and match them and have a nice complementary skill set. And so, you know, Hassan and Trayvon are two different players. You know, they're both good players, but they have different skill sets. And our other defense tackles have different skill sets. And we have some defensive ends who can reduce inside if we need that. And we went a little heavy at defensive end, but these are not easy decisions. And, I think we struggled with a lot of these because of the type of players and people that we had to let go today. Thank you.
BGN.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.